Hello and welcome to today's edition of Small Business is My Business. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today. If you're a small business owner, then you're in the right place. We have information and guest interviews that focus on you and the things that matter to you as a small business owner. For the past 16 years, I've been helping individuals and teams and whole organizations to develop better communication, better results, and better relationships. And today I blend all that experience together with my passion for serving you and helping my fellow entrepreneurs to crush it in their business. You can get articles and templates and more information about my live events on the web at alignedperformance.com. You can also email me at laz@alignedperformance.com. Today's show is all about systems and having systems in your business to run your business so your business doesn't run you. I know for me right now that I'm developing all of my systems for my marketing and for my advertising and for communicating with existing clients, with prospective clients, that I feel like all I have to do is run those systems and I'm not run by my business. There's a really big difference between that. So let's set a common definition for system so we know we're on the same page for the next 20 minutes or so. A system is a repeatable process that produces predictable results that can be performed by other people. I tried to use as many P's as possible in that definition. Now, don't worry about writing this down. I know you're probably driving or at the gym, so don't worry. You can get this from my website, and I'll tell you more about that when we're done. So, four reasons why systems are so great to have in your business. Well, there's certainly several more, but I want to highlight these four. The first one is you create them once. Especially useful when you do things just a few times a year, you don't have to create it from scratch every single time. And for me, I know I fell prey to, well, I'm not going to do this very often. I'm not going to worry about documenting it. Well, that came back to bite me later because the next time I had to do that thing, for example, exhibiting at a trade show, I had to go through those steps from scratch all over again and go through my checklists, make sure I didn't forget anything. So now I have it all documented. When I'm going to exhibit at a trade show, I know what questions I need to ask the venue. I know what materials I need to gather. I've got everything down to a science, so I don't have to recreate it every time. So first advantage of having systems, you create it once, and then it's done. The next time you need to do that process, bingo, you know exactly what to do. The second is it can be done by anyone. So as an entrepreneur, I know I've fallen into this trap. I know that we all think I have to do it because nobody's going to do it as good as me, right? Are you thinking that? So this advantage of having this system is you can document everything and hand it off to someone. So for example, if I have an intern, I'm really considering bringing an intern during my next busy season, and I can say to them, here's my system for exhibiting at a trade show. Here are the places that I'm going to be exhibiting this quarter. Go ahead and work with the venue, get me all ready to go, pack up everything I need. And so all I have to do is show up. So that's the beauty of these systems. Once you've documented it and gotten everything out of your head and put it down on paper, then someone else could implement it for you. And that leads to the third reason systems are so awesome, is that they save time. Man, if I don't have to worry about getting everything together for my exhibit, I can work on other things. So that's the fourth primary reason for having a system, is I get to focus on things that build my business and grow it and expand it. I can be writing other products instead of worrying about getting my venue ready or getting my exhibit ready for the venue. I can worry about getting new clients and staying in touch with my prospects. So once again, the four reasons systems are so awesome. Number one, you create them once and they're done. You don't have to recreate the system every time you do a certain process. Number two, you can hand it off and it can be done by anyone, particularly if you've written a really detailed system. And I know I'm crazy, but I love writing detailed systems. I've loved to do it ever since I was a kid. So number three, It saves you time so you don't have to guess every time you're doing that process over and over again. You've got it all figured out, you've got the bugs ironed out, and you know what to do step by step. That saves you a lot of time, which allows you to, number four, work on creating more business, more products, more clients, and think at a higher level about your business and think like a business owner instead of really getting caught up in the minutiae of it all. Let's talk about some of the systems you have to have in your business. Now, if we were together live, we would be in small groups and you'd be learning from each other. Pretty hard to do if you're at the gym right now. You can't really lean over to the guy next to you on the treadmill and say, hey, what kind of systems do you have in your business? So we're just going to go through these and I'll give you my ideas on the systems to have in a business. All right, the first and most important aspect or system to have in your business is marketing. I don't care what business you're in, whether you're an attorney or you're a web designer or you're in multi-level marketing. You always have to be marketing and creating a pipeline, getting people into your pipeline, even when things are busy. And again, being an entrepreneur, I can relate to this. When we get business, we serve that client to the best of our ability, and we're focusing on doing, doing, and delivering, and serving. And we forget about marketing. And so once that project is over, oftentimes we're stuck in a lull and we start marketing again. And we get into this dip and growth spurt, dip and grow like a roller coaster, where if we have a marketing system that's in place all year round, then all we have to do is run that marketing system. So it's constantly moving like a machine, and those dips aren't as low and those highs aren't as high. So it really evens out the performance of our business. I think the most important system in any business is your marketing system. The next big system that every business needs is called operations. Now, this will be different for every single business, but in my business, in training and coaching, my operations involves delivering my product. It involves creating new product and developing new training materials. It's creating podcasts like the one you're listening to. And in your business, let's say you are an attorney, your operations would be actually sitting down and serving the client and looking at all of the things that you offer to your client base. If you're in multi-level marketing, it's actually doing the sale of your product, whatever it is that you're selling. So your operations will look different, but we all have that aspect of our business. So your operations system will involve everything around delivering your product or service to your client. Another major system is your money system. And your money system is going to include your accounts receivables, your accounts payables, your investing, what you're doing with the money in your business, how you're helping it grow, how much you're putting back into your business, into marketing. Are you creating a pool of money for charities and donations? Do you have a sponsorship program? So everything having to do with money would be a system. I would call that a macro system. And then within your money system, you would have, let's say, your accounts receivable system. That would be when you bill people, when is it due? What is the penalty for paying you late? When do you actually pick up the phone and call them if they haven't made a payment to you? So these would all be steps and subsystems of your money system. So that would be accounting. Another very important system is networking. And I think some people overlook this. Part of the networking system is first identifying who is your target market. Who do you want to be communicating with and serving? And then choosing which networking events you go to based on who it is you want to meet. And it might not be just your potential client. Of course, that's important. But you also want to be sure to attend networking events where you're going to meet strategic partners, either people who are going to help support your business, like a CPA or a business attorney, but also people who are in a complementary business who might be able to brain share with you and create events together or educate the same clients that you have. So in other words, you're leveraging all of your efforts to serve a common audience. So those are your strategic partners. Again, when you choose which networking events you're going to attend, be sure to really think about what's your intention, who do you want to meet, and then what's the message that you'll speak when you're at that particular networking event. For example, if you were to listen to an actor or someone who has just released a new film, whatever they say about that film, that's a promotional clip. That is a script that someone has provided, and they're going to say the same thing over and over again. And so you want to have that script, that movie clip, if you will, that is going to best express who you are, what your product is, and who you serve. All of this is part of your networking system. And it's not to feel overwhelming. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed about this. I just want you to be intentional about it and have consistency so that no matter where you are, you know exactly what you want to say about you and your product. Let's talk about training. If you're a one-person business, you don't need to worry about training, right? Wrong! If you're a one-person business, you still need to think about training, because if you are always the person doing, your business can't possibly grow. You'll get more clients, but eventually you're going to tap out. Why? Because you're trading time for money. And as long as you're trading time for money, there's a cap to that, right? You can only grow beyond the number of hours that you want to work. And what happens when you want to take a vacation? What happens when you have another product or service that you want to add to your repertoire? It becomes very challenging to continually just trade your time for money if you want your business to grow. After all, if you wanted to just trade your time for money, you'd have a job, right? I think that most of the people listening to this right now want to have unlimited income. I'm going to say that again. We want to have unlimited income. And the only way to break through that time limit barrier is to duplicate ourselves. So back to training. This training system is writing down what's in your head so you can pass that off. And this might be a virtual assistant. For example, I love virtual assistants. I use Odesk, Odesk.com. I've hired people. They happen to both be the three people I've used were in the Philippines. And I paid them a very small wage to do some research for me. And I got back an Excel spreadsheet with data from the internet. I think I paid maybe $12 for that spreadsheet. And it's something that would have taken me 3.5 hours to do on my own. So for me, that saved a boatload of time and it was well worth it. But first I had to document what I wanted them to do and hand it over, which guess what? That's a training document. It's just writing down the steps of what you would be doing on your own and handing it off to someone else. Easy as pie. All right, so we've talked about a marketing system. We've talked about a money system, networking system. We just talked about training systems. Those are just four that are really, really important. Oh, and operations. We talked about operations as well. So we've got five important systems in your business. We could take a day on each one of those easily. In fact, we do. We take an entire day to talk about a marketing system. We take a half a day and talk about training systems in our live events. So I'm just giving you some ideas right now on what to be thinking about to systematize in your business. And once again, you're listening to Small Business is My Business. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and this show is for small business owners. You can find out information about our live events, read articles, download free tools, including more information about this particular podcast on the web at alignedperformance.com. That's alignedperformance.com. You can also email me at laz@alignedperformance.com. And you know what? That's actually me who reads that email. It's not a virtual assistant or someone I've outsourced that to. You actually get me when you email me. Let's talk about the eight components of a successful system. Now, I want to preface this by saying this may be tweaked a little bit to meet your needs, but these are some really good basic components of a system that are going to help you help your business grow. The first thing is a descriptive name for your system. And I say descriptive because you're going to be able to search on this, let's say a year from now or 18 months from now. If you're writing a system about how to exhibit at a trade booth, and you don't do that for a few months, you're going to want to be able to quickly find this. So make the name really descriptive so you'll be able to find it later. The next element is the go-to person. I like to call this the owner of the system. So it's the person you would go to if you have questions or if there is a change that needs to be made. This is the person responsible for that. Again, it might be you, and that's okay. In the beginning, your systems will probably all have your name as the owner. The third thing is the reason for doing it, and the reason for doing it in the way that it's scripted in your system. And it might also be the consequence of not doing it. So it could be the benefit of doing the system this way, or what will happen if you don't. And for an example, in my system for exhibiting at a trade booth, one of my questions for the people at the venue is whether or not I have power. And I neglected to ask that one question one time. And I got to the venue, I set everything up, I set my laptop up to show my looping PowerPoint show, and I didn't have power. So I had to take that piece out of my exhibit, which was fine. But there again, the reason for doing it is so that we can market ourselves the way we had planned to and be really professional about it. The fourth element of a successful system are the variations. So if there's ever a time when you would vary from the way that it's laid out, this is where you would mention that. The next two steps, 5 and 6, would be what needs to be done before this set of processes, and then what needs to be done after. So number 5 is the preceding step, and number 6 is the next step. So in other words, where does this fit in to the big picture? Number 7 is some type of visual that will help the person you're handing this to understand the process, understand the big picture. It might be a flowchart, it might be a graphic. It's going to be anything that helps the reader better understand the system and where it fits into the big picture. And the last step is the process. This is the step-by-step of the repeatable process, and that would include things like what needs to be done, where the files are stored, where do the business cards get scanned? What do you say or ask as you're talking with people? So it's your scripts as well as the step-by-steps and any information they're going to need to successfully execute the system. So there you have it. Today's podcast was all about using systems to run your business so your business doesn't run you. And again, if you couldn't take notes, don't worry. You can download a free report on my website, www.alignedperformance.com. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and small business is my business. I look forward to seeing you next time.